Hello and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Amos Thompson. For many MU mandatory reporters, their new responsibilities have caused some confusion and concern. An online training program was launched a few months after the initial announcement to try to clear the air. But KBIA's Jen Cooper tells us the training has caused its own headaches and confusion.
All MU employees were supposed to have their Title IX and mandatory reporter training completed by January 31st. Due to technical and access issues, though, the deadline has been extended until March 31st. At the UM System Board of Curators meeting earlier this month, President Tim Wolf apologized for the software issues. UM spokesperson John Fugere says the UM system is striving to become a national model on how Title IX cases are handled. He says the technical issues have been addressed and additional support is available. Fugere says an online program is the most convenient way for employees to receive the required training, and there aren't currently any plans for other training methods.
This is an extremely important topic. You know, and when you talk about sexual misconduct and the mandated reporter policy, and it was very important for us to, as quickly and efficiently and conveniently for the staff as possible, get this training done. So if you're talking about doing it face-to-face across four campuses and, you know, thousands, over 20,000 employees, it would have been a much more daunting task that would have been much more time-consuming. We're further along than we would be if we had done this on a face-to-face basis.
On MU's campus, some faculty and staff members are not pleased with the new mandated reporter policy. Law professor Frank Bowman is one of them. He teaches criminal law and evidence. He does agree, though, that it makes sense to try and train faculty and staff this way.
They're trying to make sure on a very accelerated basis that people hear about a really complicated new set of obligations that they have. So I think online makes sense. Did I find this particular set of training videos, if you will, all that helpful? I learned a few things, some of them distressing. I'm not a big fan of the idea of mandatory reporting for practically everybody.
Bowman's list of dissatisfactions with the updated Title IX policy doesn't end at the online training. He says Title IX is an important topic that many campuses are dealing with, but he says he's not sure if it's being handled in the right way.
Sexual assault, sexual harassment more broadly, discrimination of all kinds, is a real social problem, and it affects people in horribly tragic ways. And, I mean, as we see in, you know, the case that's driving so much of this, the Sasha Manier-Corey case, you know, if institutions don't respond intelligently, it can make the problem worse. The question is whether, you know, we're going about it in the best way, in the most deliberate way.
While Bowman credits the UM system for its quick release of Title IX policies, there's one thing that piqued his interest. MU's current Title IX policies do not allow the victim or the accused to have a speaker on their behalf during a contested hearing. As the rule currently stands, the involved parties are allowed to receive guidance from an advisor, but that advisor is only allowed to whisper or write suggestions. They cannot speak on behalf of their advisee.
In a matter like this, where the whole course of your future life is on the line, it's simply unrealistic to expect that people are going to be able to speak adequately for themselves. And not only just speak, but this is a highly specialized setting. And these rules essentially prevent either party from having an advocate there who can perform that role.
This issue was brought up at the Board of Curators February meeting. The board decided not to amend the current policy. For KBIA News, I'm Jen Cooper.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, and thanks for listening.